The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has released the single audit of the state of Wisconsin for fiscal year 2014. This audit was published as report number 15-2 on March 27, 2015. The following are the report highlights. As a condition of receiving federal funds, state agencies must meet the audit requirements of the Federal Single Audit Act of 1984, as amended, and of Federal Office of Management and Budget, or OMB, Circular A-133. The Single Audit Act requires there to be one audit of federal grant programs. This audit also incorporates our annual audit of the state's financial statements, which were included in the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report issued by the Department of Administration, or DOA. We performed the single audit for fiscal year 2014 at the request of state agencies that administered federal financial assistance. It also assists us in fulfilling our audit responsibilities under Section 1394 of Wisconsin statutes. During fiscal year 2014, state agencies administered $12.1 billion in federal financial assistance, including $10.7 billion in cash assistance, $1.2 billion in non-cash assistance, such as food commodities, and $218.1 million in outstanding federal loan balances. During fiscal year 2014, 97.3% of the state of Wisconsin's federal financial assistance was administered by seven state agencies: the Departments of Health Services, or DHS, Workforce Development, or DWD, Public Instruction, or DPI, Transportation, or DOT, Children and Families, or DCF, and Administration, as well as the University of Wisconsin, or UW, system. We audited 19 federal programs that accounted for 65.2% of the federal financial assistance administered by state agencies in fiscal year 2014. Federal assistance. DHS administered $6.4 billion in federal funds, which was the largest share administered by an agency. Of this amount, $4.7 billion was used for medical assistance, or MA, which provided health care assistance to eligible children and adults and was the largest federal program administered by the state. In addition, $1.2 billion in federal funds and benefits was disbursed by DHS under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program Cluster for Wisconsin's Food Share Program. UW System administered $1.8 billion in federal funds, of which $1.7 billion supported student financial assistance or research and development grants. DWD administered $1.1 billion in funds subject to federal rules, and $1 billion of this funding was for unemployment insurance benefits. DPI provided most of its federal funding to local school districts and other entities that provide education and nutrition programs for children. DOT expended most of its federal funding on highway and bridge construction and maintenance projects. DCF used its federal funding primarily to support the Wisconsin Shares Child Care Subsidy Program, Wisconsin Works, or W-2, and the Adoption Assistance and Foster Care Programs. DOA spent its federal funding largely on housing and economic development activities and on energy assistance. Audit results. We evaluated internal controls, tested for compliance with federal requirements, and followed up on findings from the fiscal year 2013 single audit, which was published as Report 14-6, to determine whether state agencies implemented our recommendations. We provided an unmodified opinion on federal compliance for each of the 19 federal programs we reviewed. However, we questioned more than $224,000 in costs charged to federal programs. We found state agencies implemented corrective actions to address 10 of the recommendations from Report 14-6. Although state agencies generally complied with federal requirements, we made 31 recommendations to improve administration of federal programs. We include 20 new recommendations, as well as 11 recommendations to address concerns from the last single audit report that remained unresolved. Included among the 31 recommendations are those related to computer data matches, monitoring subrecipients of federal funds, student financial assistance, and centralized services provided to state agencies. Computer data matches. We first reported concerns related to computer data matches for the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF program, and the MA program in the fiscal year 2004 single audit, which was published as Report 05-5. These data matches verify income and other information used to determine the eligibility of individuals applying for assistance. The federal government previously assessed a penalty for the state's failure to meet the federal data match requirements for the TANF program for fiscal year 2004. Because the state had not taken appropriate corrective actions to address these concerns by September 30, 2007, DCF's TANF award for federal fiscal year 2015 will be reduced by $4.7 million, and the state must spend an additional $4.7 million in state funds in federal fiscal year 2016 that cannot be counted towards its TANF maintenance of effort requirement. The federal government may also enforce a $4.8 million penalty for failure to meet federal data match requirements for fiscal year 2008. Unless DCF takes appropriate corrective actions by April 30, 2016. To monitor DCF's corrective actions, the Joint Committee on Finance directed DCF to report quarterly to the committee. The first report is to be submitted by April 30, 2015. Subrecipient monitoring. State agencies are responsible for monitoring subrecipients of federal funds, such as local governments, to ensure compliance with federal requirements. We continue to report concerns with compliance with subrecipient monitoring requirements for the Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, program, and identified new but similar concerns related to the Home Investment Partnerships program. Because both programs are administered by DOA, we recommend DOA implement comprehensive monitoring plans for both CDBG and Home. In addition, DOA should ensure subrecipients submit all required information prior to processing reimbursements. We also found that local units of government were incorrectly informed of the amount of federal funding received under the Capitalization Grants for Clean Water State Revolving Funds Program, which is administered jointly by the Department of Natural Resources, or DNR, and DOA, due to communication lapses between these agencies. This resulted in some local units of government having a single audit performed when it was not required. We recommend DNR improve its communications with DOA and that DOA take the necessary steps to correctly notify local units of government of the amount of federal financial assistance disbursed to them. Student financial assistance. Federal regulations require exit counseling be provided to a borrower in the Perkins Loan Program and contact be made with a borrower during the borrower's initial grace period. UW-Milwaukee contracted with a third-party loan servicer to administer the Federal Perkins Loan Program, including informing their borrowers of their responsibilities through entrance and exit counseling, sending grace period notifications, entering borrowers into repayment, and completing billing and collections on the loans. Timely communication is important to ensure borrowers understand their responsibilities for repayment of student loans. We found that certain borrowers were not receiving communications as required by federal regulations. We recommend UW-Milwaukee review and improve its current procedures to ensure that all appropriate borrowers are identified and all required communications are made in a timely manner. Centralized services. DOA charges state agencies for their use of centralized services, such as computer processing. We have previously reported concerns because DOA's billing rates have resulted in the accumulation of excess balances. We have also reported concerns in past audits with the practice of lapsing funds from centralized services balances to the state's general fund. Although DOA reduced certain user billing rates for fiscal year 2014, it continued to accumulate excess balances and lapse funds. As a result, DOA was required to return $1.6 million to the federal government for the federal share of the accumulated balances and lapsed funds. The state could have retained the $1.6 million for use directly on federal grant programs if DOA had better monitored its centralized services balances and not lapsed funds. We also questioned $124,300 in funds not returned to the federal government, representing the federal share of a lapse that DOA did not consider when it returned the $1.6 million to the federal government. Recommendations. In addition to the 31 recommendations related to the administration of federal programs, our report also contains 3 internal control concerns related to our December 2014 audit of the state's financial statements. 2 of these 3 concerns also related to federal program administration, including security weaknesses we identified with the human resource system at UW-System. Agency responses and corrective action plans are also included in our report. The federal government will work with state agencies to resolve the concerns we identified. We noted certain additional internal control and compliance matters that we conveyed directly to agency management in separate communications. To view the full text of this and other publications from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab.